During the legislative session, dozens of parents testified in support of the camera proposal. Many parents who testified spoke about their children who were abused or isolated for long periods of time. Senator Eddie Lucio, who wrote the bill, says the cameras would provide protection to students who can't protect themselves.
The incidence and severity of abuses that have occurred in special education classrooms has led me to believe that cameras in self-contained special education classrooms are necessary to protect students, especially those who are nonverbal.
Jana Lilly with the Texas Council of Administrators of Special Education agrees safety is a priority, but she says this bill makes school districts pay for the cameras, and that's a problem.
School districts have only X amount of money, and with that X amount of money that's very limited, there are some serious things that have to happen.
The bill does allow the Texas Education Commissioner to create a grant program if there's extra money for public education. But Lilly says that's a big if.
So when the legislature starts adding on more things that we have to do, then where is that going to come from if something else doesn't get cut? So something's not going to happen in order for this to be provided.
The cheapest camera costs about $150, and legislative staff estimates the cameras could cost school districts statewide more than $2.5 million, plus the cost of installation and maintenance. In the Austin Independent School District, it's unclear how the district will decide to handle the new law or find the money to pay for these cameras. Kate McGee, KUT News.